All right. Welcome to episode 9 of Talking Comics. This is going to be the first comic read. As I said, we're doing some conversations and some reads. This is episode 9 to be released as our first reading episode. I'm going to read a new number 1 that just came out called Don't Run with Scissors. Get a live reaction. And then I'll rate it and put it on my read list. As you may have known, I have a goal of reading a comic book a day. So I'm got 365 of these to read. I'm a little bit ahead at the moment, so we might blow it out of the water, which would be awesome. Yeah, so I'm going to read it, rate it, put my Market is Red on Comic Geek and release it out there. So let's get started. Don't Run with Scissors. Number 1. Cover we got was actually pretty funny. Even Anacon was like, oh, that's so funny, you know, the guy running with scissors. Obviously, how many times do we tell our kids don't run with scissors? All right. Help. Help me. They want to kill me. Just a girl running. Let's see here. Stop, stop. As she's police car slams on the brakes. What the hell? Tap, tap, tap. Ah, stay calm. You are safe. Cop gets out of her car. Oh my God, who are you? Run. They want to kill me. I'm Sheriff. Calm down, miss. Miss, look at me. It's safe. Put your hands down. I'll call rescue for your help immediately. I'm Sheriff DePero. DePero? We'll call him DePero. Send an ambulance to intersection of Cornwallis Street and Newberry Ave. There's a girl in shock. She has wounds on her hands and face. Stop. Eyes all bugged out. Receive, Chief. Ambulance on the way. Do you need a unit in area? No, Maggie. Everything under control. Over and out. Ambulance coming. Looks like it's already showing up at the hospital. But somebody... Oh, the sheriff's washing his hands. Yeah, okay. The night will be longer than expected. I really need sleep. This headache is unbearable. I'm beginning to think that these fucking pills aren't working for my damn insomnia. Okay, apparently this is an adult comic. He takes a bunch of pills. I haven't slept in days. Sheriff, I've been looking for you. Can we talk? Sure, Doc. How's the girl? The patient is in an altered state when she arrived, so I gave her a sedative and she's resting comfortably. Can you tell me anything about the wounds? Multiple wounds on her hands and face. The wounding caused by the blades like scissors. Imagine that. Doctor, I need to know if they were provoked by the girl. It is extremely important to open an investigation. Otherwise, a psychiatric report will be sufficient. Sheriff, Miss, we must wait for her to wake up. I'll let you know when she's well enough to be interviewed. In the meantime, I'll stay here. You can sit in the waiting room if you like. Try to rest, Sheriff. It could be hours before she wakes up. No problem. I'm not in a hurry. Sheriff, I forgot. The girl kept repeating a song, a kind of musical motif. I don't remember the words exactly right now, but it might be worth nothing when you talk to her. I will keep that in mind, Doctor. Thank you. Doctor's sleeping. Coffee falls out of his hands. Sleep on the couch. Looks like he's waking up. I'm here. Look up, Sheriff. Oh my goodness. This might be like a dream. It's like some creature. No one can hear you or save you. You're already dead, DePero. Don't be afraid. Excuse me, Sheriff. Wake up. Can you hear me, sir? Sorry, I'm afraid I fell asleep. No problem, sir. The girl woke up, and her condition is stable. Her name is Vivian. She can be discharged from the hospital. For more information about the patient, you can ask the doctor. Hello, Vivian. I'm Sheriff DePero. Can I come in? Hello, Sheriff. Please come in. She's covered with like a million band-aids. Your clothes have been sent to forensics for analysis. Here are some clean clothes. You can wear these to go to the police station. In the police station? I don't understand. I didn't do anything. I just need a statement from you, Vivian. If there are no surprises, you can go home. Okay, give me time to get dressed. police car driving to the police station. Good morning, Sheriff. Hi, Neil. What's going on here? Here it is quiet. Chief, do you want some donuts? I just made coffee. Maggie, I don't want to say it again. Only cinnamon roll. Keep your dang donuts. I'm going to the interrogation room. So, Vivian, start over again. I need you to tell me what happened the other night. Sheriff, I already told you. I only remember that someone was chasing me and wanted to kill me. I don't remember where I was. While running, I saw a car, headlights, and then you. Well, I understand. Let's take a break. Do you want some coffee? I need it. Well, thanks, Sheriff. Interesting. Because he's coffee? What the heck? It's not possible. Okay. And then there's a dude's head. Just, I can't tell if it's on the window or just with scissors on it, but that's the end. To be continued. Don't Run with Scissors, episode. I always say episode. Issue 2. I think his dream might be tied together. Alright, well, not a lot happened in that. There's really not much to go on, so it's kind of hard to give a live reaction when not much happened, but you know, that is what it is, right? It is what it is. I'm going to give it a tough one. What should I give it? 3 stars? 3.5? Artwork's okay. Yeah, we'll give it 3.5. I always go a little bit higher than... Usually I'm about a half a star higher than the crowd. Should have had this pulled up before I started. Go to my pull list. My pull list. All right, now we're logged in. All right, my pull list. Scroll down to last week, I believe. Yeah, because that's this week, so I haven't pulled yet. Need to go tomorrow and do that. Oh, this is one I actually didn't pull. I need to actually add. I picked it up while I was there. Don't Run with Scissors. There we go. There it is. All right. I'm going to review. I'm sorry. I'm not going to review. Comment. I'm going to give it its stars. Mark it as red. 3.5 stars. Add to my reading list. Reading date log of today, and then save, and then we're going to go back and see. Let's see what everybody else gave it. Community gave it. I'm going to guess 3. Might be 2.5. 3.5. All right, so I was right on. Mostly positive. One of the reviews gave it 2.5 stars, saying the artwork's kind of bland. I kind of agree with that. But, you know, 3.5 on average. I gave it 3.5. It's probably a little generous. Somebody put shocked this title's not been used before. So either way, there you go. Well, there's episode 9 of Comic Read, Talking Comic Podcast Reads. Hopefully we can do some more of these. Probably do one-shots, one-off. If there's something you wanted me to read on here, let me know. And give my reaction or review to. We'll do this again soon. I hope you all have a great day. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Thanks.